Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. I'm Ian O'Hara, and I'm here virtually with Vinny Jackson. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and how are you doing on this wonderful Christmas Eve?
Yes, Christmas Eve, and now you guys have to know that we care about you because we're recording Christmas Eve. Vinny's about to go off to his aunt's house, I think. It's pure craziness.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm sure you guys have a lot going on as well, but, you know, definitely had some interesting games last week, and then obviously, you know, with Christmas, we got some games tomorrow, which is a Wednesday, so... There's still a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we had one day off, which is today with no football. And then, you know, we got Wednesday. I think we have Thursday. And then, yeah, we're getting into the end of the season. Only two games left.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's coming to an end. And, I mean, speaking of just the end, actually, in our fantasy league, this is Aiden and I are actually playing each other in the final game for fifth place. So it is, the stakes are high.
A lot on the line for the two of us. I mean, I know my team's going to give it their all this week because we want that fifth place slot. But yeah, it is funny.
But yeah, I mean, with that being said, let's get started with some news.
All right, let's get into it.
All right, guys, so coming up with some injuries, kind of a lot to go over. I mean, the first one that stood out to me, just because he was on my fantasy team, is that Marquise Brown played his first game. I don't know if you knew, Aiden, but...
Did he really?
His first game yesterday, or not yesterday, but against the Texans, and he put up 63 yards. So, you know, he definitely... I didn't actually watch him, but... You know, good to see him finally back. He kind of screwed my team this year.
I totally thought he was hurt for the rest of the season. I didn't even know he was coming back.
No, people were saying, like, playoff time, but I guess he had a good recovery. I forget exactly what it was, but, yeah, I mean, definitely, I guess you could say, helped out in that win. But sticking with that game, you probably saw Tank Dell.
Gosh.
Unfortunately, go down with a knee injury. Wasn't it like on his catch on the touchdown?
Yeah, that injury looked absolutely terrible.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any like official confirmations quite yet. Maybe there is, but definitely out for the season and any future. I mean, not that are the Texans even able to make the playoffs at this point?
Yeah, they're leading their division.
Oh, I guess you're right.
They've already clinched their division.
Oh. I guess you're right then, but yeah, definitely gonna hurt them for sure. I mean, Nico Collins was out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now him. He was out for a while, Stephon I think Diggs Tim Dell already too.
Got hurt. Oh, that's right. Well.
I mean, yeah, that receiving corps is pretty crazy, but that is unfortunate.
Yeah.
But also a couple other IRs. I think we probably mentioned last week, but I think it was after we recorded that Nick Chubb is going to be on IR from a foot fracture. Yeah, again, which he literally just came back not too long ago. Yeah. And then Trevor Lawrence as well with the ACL sprain last week. So yeah, that's two. You know, don't want to see that. But you know, neither team's really. I think. I mean. Yeah, neither team's really got anything to play for the rest of the season. But still sucks, definitely. But yeah, those are the main ones, and then a couple, you know, some questionable ones here. You know, Jalen Hurts, he got a concussion in that last game, or he's in concussion protocol, I should say. And Kenny Pickett took over. I think he actually kind of got slightly injured as well.
Yeah, but, I mean, Kenny did not play very good, which is sad.
Yeah. But we thought maybe the new home, the Steelers, didn't work out, but
yeah.
Unfortunate for them, for sure. Also, let's see, talking about some receivers, Drake London, he left early with the hamstring injury in their last game. Let's see, George Pickens is back to full practice, it seems, which, unfortunately, you know, Steelers have needed him the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, seriously.
Very, very sad to see. Also, Waddle, absent from last game. Zay Flowers, yet to return to practice from his injury. So, definitely some notables. I mean, last week, obviously last week of fantasy,
yeah,
I believe. So, I don't know who in our fantasy championship has injuries. Oh, I think Ethan has Kamara, which, Kamara, he missed the last game against the Packers.
I think he should be back next week.
Okay. Yeah, so he's still currently questionable. Also, Gruendo missed the last game as well. He is questionable.
Oh, gosh. How many more running backs do the 49ers even have?
I know. I mean, they just run through them. But Tyrone Tracy, you know, your guy, he re-injured his ankle, it seems. So, you know, no update on him. And then James Conner had an in-game knee injury. He's questionable. And then, as we stated before, Montgomery, he is, they said he's not doing a surgery on his knee. He's doing some sort of rehab. But they're expecting him to return in the divisional round of the playoffs. So, you know, hopeful for them. And then lastly, David Njoku is getting a MRI from an in-game injury, which seems he's always kind of been hurt for my team. But, you know, maybe next season I'll move on from him
because he's very injury-prone. I mean, but he was good whenever he was healthy.
I mean, so. he put up like 16 or 12 fantasy points. He still played well, but I think he got hurt towards the end, I believe.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of it. I mean, unfortunately, a lot, especially if you're in a fantasy championship. And obviously, these last games matter for the team, so you never want to see it.
Dude, do you know what's funny? I'm looking at Njoku's stats right now, and let's play a little game. Let's play a little guessing game of which game did we bet on Njoku in his last.
I mean, I already know which one.
Yeah, but in his last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 games, he has had 5 catches, 10 catches, 5 catches, 5 catches, 9 catches, 1 catch, 9 catches, 7 catches, 8 catches. Which game do you think we bet on him?
Well, I know we bet on him with the one catch versus the Steelers.
Yes,
I think that that was the one you picked for the parlay.
That is just absolutely ridiculous.
Dude, they know they just know when you play something. It's insane.
That's absurd.
Definitely had a solid year though.
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, yeah, speaking of the stats, I guess, you know, do you want to move on to our guess the players?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, guys, let's get the episode rolling and talk about some of these games. Definitely a lot of high scores, a lot of fun ones worth mentioning. So, I don't know how much you've really seen been looking at the fantasy. Well, not say this is only fantasy, but you know, with our teams out of the playoffs, so you may not be as good at knowing these individual numbers, but we'll see how you do.
All right, and actually, I just remembered, before we do it or go into that, do you want to do the, we've totally forgot to do the number game, episode 64.
Oh, you're right. I mean, I don't know. I've missed the last two by one.
I'm not going to know anyone that is like number 64, I don't think. unless I can come up with a Packer, which I don't think I can. So I'm just going to throw out Jim Brown. I don't know. His age.
I don't know, like,
oh gosh,
what era these people are. Are you off?
Yeah, Jim Brown is 87 years old.
Ooh, okay. I need someone a little younger than that. What, like, I don't know what era this is.
It's like, gonna be the
30 years ago, 40 years
ago. Yeah,
it's
gonna be the Dan Marino era.
Who would Dan Marino play with?
I don't even know. Mike Ditka? He might be around there. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if I really have a guess. So how about you just say the person that you just said?
Yeah, he's 85 as well. Okay, well, it looks like they suck.
Hey, maybe 65 will be better.
Maybe.
All right.
But yeah, let's get into some there. Guess the player.
All right, first one, very, very good, stat line. We have 10 catches for 144 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Dang. Okay, that is an absolute baller performance. Mm-mm-mm. 10 catches is a lot. And honestly, off the top of my head, no one player strikes me as like, oh, it's easily them. I mean I was in New York this weekend, so I wasn't able to watch a lot of football.
That's true.
But CeeDee Lamb, final guess? I don't know.
That's not a bad, it's a similar player to CeeDee Lamb, but it's actually Justin Jefferson.
Wow. He's
kind of
so
predictable.
Good.
I know. But, I mean, yeah, this game, the Vikings, I think I believe I did predict this as well. But the Vikings are, they're just looking good.
Yeah, the Vikings, I don't know, every single week I'm like, surely they're going to play bad this week.
I mean, 13-2 seems a little, like, almost too high. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know if they're that good. I don't, like, they're definitely good, but I don't really see them as a 13-2 team, like someone like the Bills are or the Eagles are.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or the Chiefs.
I don't know. They keep beating up on teams. So.
Yeah, I mean, this Packers division, I mean, Packers are looking good too, but.
Yeah.
They got, I don't know. I mean, Sam Darnold, they have they have plenty of QBs. Like, They got Nick Mullins, Jones. Who's the guy they drafted?
J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, so they've got plenty of options, but, I mean, they can't really, you know, they can't really move away from Sam Darnold now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, the way he's playing, you can't just throw in a new quarterback.
I mean,
it's crazy. They just keep playing good.
He's definitely found his home. Compared to what how he did on the Panthers, was it?
Mm-hmm, and the
Didn't
Jets.
He play for the... Yeah, he was... I thought he was kind of just done, like... I mean, most people just considered him, like, done for his season.
Yeah.
Or done for his career.
But he's turned it around. Geno's been playing pretty bad these last couple weeks. I mean, 3 touchdowns, but 2 picks. Not great. But, I don't know. The Vikings play the Packers this week. It's going to be a big game.
Is it home?
It's Vikings are home.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who I'm taking in that.
I have no
idea.
I'm probably going to take
Packers.
The Packers
look good, though.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't want to root against them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, similar story to all year. Vikings have yet to have their downfall, which, you know, not every team can say. But definitely... Yeah. Good to keep an eye on them this coming week. The next one here, this one, also a very good performance. Maybe top two running back fantasy performances of the week at least.
Wow.
So this one, it's probably guessable. They usually are decent. This player, 120 rushing yards, 1 rushing touchdown, as well as 6 catches for 70 yards.
Oh. Okay, so I know it's not Jonathan Taylor, because he went off this week. He definitely had the best running back performance. Which, the next one makes me think, I know Jahmyr Gibbs had a big week, so I think I'm going to go with Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs? That is close. That is incorrect. He might have actually done a little better. This player is Devon Achan.
Oh, of course.
Who just always... He always just gets force-fed the ball.
Yeah, I mean,
especially playing him in fantasy.
Dolphins win 29-17 over the 49ers. Achan leads his team in rushing and receiving in this game. And, I mean, who would have guessed? But, I mean, I think, is it too late for the Dolphins? I don't think they can make playoffs. But, then again, I don't know. They're sitting at 7-8 right now. I don't know.
I mean, they can easily win their last two games, Browns and Jets. I don't know how it will work with like what other teams have to lose.
Yeah,
in
I'm
the
sure
AFC,
Bengals have to lose. Broncos have to lose probably. Chargers maybe. Colts.
I mean,
are right in there.
Unfortunate. I mean, I guess they didn't start out like once Tua came back, they weren't like really good right off the jump, but they've kind of gotten a little better each week.
Yeah.
So it is unfortunate that they had like their start of the season get screwed. So I mean, maybe, you know, they'll have a fresh start next season. Hopefully, Tua can keep safe and not, you know, do any head first slides like his usual moves.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah, but as far as the 49ers, I mean, another L. Brock Purdy,
yeah.
I didn't personally watch how he played, but he was their leading rusher, it looks like, with 26 yards.
Yeah,
so, and I mean, yeah, I guess they didn't have Gruen. I mean, who do they have at running back? Debo Samuel had five carries.
Was it Wilson?
It was Taylor. Patrick Taylor. But still, only eight carries. Yeah, they're running out of options. They're 6-9.
I think he used to be a Packer, if I'm correct. Maybe not, though.
I don't know him.
I thought I've, like, heard... Yeah, he did play with the Packers. Yeah. I know my Packers.
I know.
He was not very good with us. So...
But, yeah. 49ers, you know, they're going to have to rebound for next season. Definitely one of the bigger disappointments of the year.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty safe to say.
I mean, would you count them as the biggest disappointment? I can't. I'm not sure if I can think of a team.
I mean, you
maybe
could say Jets.
Yeah.
Well, what are the Jets, like 3 or 4 wins?
4 wins. Yeah, they've got to be.
And have they really had any? I'd say because I mean, at least the 49ers have had a lot of injuries.
Yeah, they haven't.
A
had
lot
much.
Of injuries.
Cowboys
Jets, yeah,
are pretty disappointing. I don't know.
That
there's a lot of
Jets.
Teams. Yeah, I think I would go Jets as well. I think I had Jets winning the division. So
I think you did. And you had Bills like 3rd or 4th.
I had Bills
probably 3rd.
Yeah.
But the tables have turned.
They have indeed.
All right, let's talk about the next player here. I got a quarterback. We got 24 for 39, 258 passing yards, as well as 5 passing touchdowns, 2 interceptions, also 81 rushing yards.
Yeah, that's going to be Mr. Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think this player got traded in our league
for
Bo Nix in a fraudulent trade. But
I mean, he played out of his mind.
Yeah, Eagles fall.
Yeah, which I love to see the Eagles lose, but they did sell my parlay. All I needed them to do was win, and they give up the game-winning drive with a minute left, and Commanders drive down like it's nothing, score a touchdown, and end up winning. So, yeah, I mean, Jaden Daniels looked really good. Really good.
I mean... I personally didn't watch this game, but just looking at it, Saquon, 150 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground. I mean, just insane. His over-under's always set at like 100 yards, and he just gets it every time.
I mean, is he... He should be able to get over 2,000 yards. He's at 1,838 right now. So that means he just needs, you know, about 700 yards a game. Or no, not 700. 70? Or yeah, 70, 80 yards a game, I think.
Yeah, I think they'll definitely get that to him.
Yeah, so that would be pretty crazy if he's able to win it or to break 2K yards, because that's not a lot of people have been able to do that, so.
I know. I mean, yeah, Eagles, they're still good. I mean, Jalen Hurts obviously is going to be a big question mark.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the play that he, I know it was pretty early in the game. He only had one completion up until he got hurt.
Yeah.
I didn't see the hit, but I don't know if there's any word on it yet, but yeah, that'll be big, because Pickett's not, you know, I don't know if he's really playoff ready yet.
Hey, maybe he can be their Nick Foles and become their savior. I mean, I would love to see that, but I also don't think it's going to happen.
That's true. Nick Foles did get them a Super Bowl, so technically, hey, backups can do it.
Yeah.
And that, like, would be
Kenny Pickett funny. At least makes the Eagles worth cheering for. Without him, I would hope they lose every single game. But if he wins a Super Bowl, maybe I
guess we do have to. I guess we do have to cheer for the Pitt legend and Steelers player. But yeah, I mean, two great teams. Very close game to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Last one I got here for you. Definitely worth mentioning. We got another running back here. 22 rushes, 94 yards, as well as 2 touchdowns. And then also had 2 receptions for 9 yards.
All right.
So one of the better ones of the week, for sure.
Yes. Who would this be? I mean, that's a pretty good. I know no one on the Packers got 2 touchdowns. What other games could this be? I'll go with, just because I feel like he usually gets a touchdown, I'm gonna go with James Cook for the Bills.
James Cook, that is incorrect. However, he was pretty similar in fantasy points. I did almost pick him. But this player is Bijan Robinson of the Falcons, who went on, what, Sunday night in very easy fashion. I mean, this game.
It wasn't even a debate. Super easy for them. And Michael Penix gets his first win under his belt. Didn't throw any touchdowns, but, you know, it's something. And
yeah, didn't need to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing the Giants. Giants do hold the number one pick now, so.
Who are they projected to get?
Probably Shooter Sanders, or however you say his name. I think he's projected to go number one.
I think you're right. Raiders are up there too.
Raiders, since they just won this week, I think they they just bumped up.
Why are they going for wins right now?
Right now, it's looking like they're projected to take Cam Ward out of Miami.
Okay, I mean,
I do think they need a quarterback. I mean, I think that's very obvious.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Giants had Drew Lock in. Today, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Obviously, no more Daniel Jones. Tyrone Tracy had gotten hurt, but, you know, weren't really rushing much. Neighbors led with 68 receiving yards. And then for the Falcons, Drake London got hurt in the game, but Darnell Mooney stepped up 82 yards. And then, like we talked about, Bijan, you know, obviously having another big game.
Yeah.
Definitely what we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
RB running back 4 on the year for fantasy. Kind of did wish I picked him over Breece Hall in the draft.
Yeah, I mean, both of our first round picks were just absolutely terrible.
Yours was probably a little worse.
Yeah, mine was about as
for the number 2 pick.
Yeah, I think, like, thank God I didn't, like, if CMC fell to me, I would have been like, oh, awesome, I got Christian McCaffrey. But
yeah, that's true. But yeah, that wraps up the games I had. Do you want to mention any other games?
Yeah, let's go through them. So some of the big games for this week, obviously, Chargers beat the Chiefs. So Chargers are looking very good for the playoffs. Or Chargers beat the Broncos, sorry. Looking very good for the playoffs. Chiefs beat the Texans. Their voodoo magic. Can it hold on against the Steelers this week? We'll have to see.
No.
Steelers lose to the Ravens, and it was costly mistakes by Russ that just killed that game. Otherwise, I think it would have been close. And that's now back-to-back weeks where turnovers have just killed the Steelers. So I still think they're a good team, though. Still think they're good. Lions beat up on the Bears, as everyone was expecting. Panthers continue a hot streak against the Cardinals, which I wasn't expecting, but Panthers aren't looking too bad nowadays. And then some other big ones. Bills barely beat the Patriots in a close one. Cowboys tank their draft stock with a win against the Buccaneers. And then Packers smoke the Saints 34-0.
Yeah, first I know you're happy to see that.
Yeah, first shutout of the year. The defense played awesome, so I'm very happy with this team right now. But that's all we got for Guess the Player, so let's go into some Christmas-themed trivia.
All right.
All right, so we have some Christmas trivia for Vinny here today. I have 8 questions, all Christmas-themed. Starts easy, gets
I don't know how I'm doing this.
The first one, I mean, if you miss this one, I will be very disappointed in you. Number one, who was born on Christmas?
Who was born on Christmas? Well, I mean, if we're talking about the holiday itself, then we're talking about Jesus Christ.
Yes. However,
people say the day was actually maybe closer to October and November.
True,
but we have chosen this day to celebrate.
Yeah, for the sake of argument, Jesus is the correct answer. Next up,
of course.
Number two, in the song Frosty the Snowman, what made Frosty come to life? I'm going to need an exact lyric.
I mean, I don't want to try to, like, I don't know if I want to re-sing this whole song in my head, but if I remember from, like, the show, because I remember watching, there's, like, the movie of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the carrot nose?
No, it is not.
The button eyes?
Nope.
Ties made out of... What is it? Is there a hat?
Yeah. What type of hat?
Oh, the top hat.
Yeah, that old silk hat he found. So the answer I was looking for was old silk hat. But, I mean, top hat.
I mean,
same thing.
I think it looks like a top hat in the photos.
It is a top hat, yeah.
I forgot about him.
Okay. Number three. What Christmas beverage is known as milk punch?
I'm not exact. I mean... The only Christmas beverage I really know that's milk-related is eggnog. So I'm just going to say that.
It is eggnog.
I don't know if that's considered punch.
I don't know either, but it's kind of a disgusting name for it.
Like, is it alcoholic?
I don't think it is, but people put alcohol in it.
Okay. I can't say I've had it. I don't plan on it.
I've had it before, and I was not a fan, but... Yeah, eggnog is just something that I'm okay with not having during the Christmas time. I'll have anything else. But all right, milk punch, eggnog. Number four, what is the name of the family featured in the National Lampoon's Family Family Christmas Vacation?
Okay, I do. I didn't watch it this year, but I do remember seeing like an ad for it. It's the Griswolds.
It is the Griswolds. That was one I was expecting you not to get, but it
no,
is the Griswolds.
That may be my favorite Christmas movie.
I think it's probably got to be mine. It's such a classic.
Either
so
that
funny.
Or Home Alone.
We were just watching Home Alone earlier in this house. I think they're watching Home Alone 2 right now. outside, so.
Home Alone 1's just goaded.
Yeah.
If you consider it. Some people don't say it counts, I think.
As a Christmas movie?
Or, like, because, like, it's just at Christmas time.
Oh, no, it is definitely a Christmas movie.
Okay. Well, there's some Die that people Hard. Say, like, okay, like, I guess.
Would you say Die Hard's a Christmas movie?
I haven't seen it in so long, but.
I would fight for yes, but I don't know. It's, who knows. All right, next up, number 5. We'll see if you've seen this movie. In A Christmas Story, what happens to Ralphie's friend as in a result of a triple dog dare from another classmate?
This is
a classic.
Okay, I was actually lost for a second. I was thinking of the Christmas movie, like the... What's this Christmas movie with Scrooge? It's not... I was thinking that at first.
I think that's... Isn't that... I want to say A Nightmare Before Christmas, but I don't think it is.
No. I thought that was A Christmas Story, but then I realized, yeah, it's the one with those little kids. Because they always play that movie on TV.
Christmas Carol.
It is. And I believe that would be the kid when he licks the frozen pole and then his tongue
is stuck. Yes, it is. Which, I actually have tried that. I have tried that before, and it doesn't fully work. Your tongue does get stuck to it for a little bit.
Oh, I would not risk that.
Yeah, I don't know why I did it.
That's funny.
All right, this one, not too hard. What beverage company has been using Santa Claus in its advertising since 1931?
Okay.
This one, you got to think a little bit, but once you realize, it's pretty obvious.
Okay. Beverage company. Well, I'm tempted to say Coca-Cola because I feel like I was just having a Coke Zero yesterday, and I feel like I saw Santa on it. And I feel like it's red. Since it's red, obviously that fits. So I will go Coca-Cola.
It is Coca-Cola. Yes.
I think I did. Yeah, I think I had one yesterday.
Yeah, and I know whenever we were in Times Square in New York. I mean, Santa with Coke was everywhere, all over the billboards, which is pretty cool to see. So, yes. All right, now, number 7. This one is pretty tough, but it is with another absolute classic. This one might be my favorite Christmas movie. According to Buddy the Elf, what are the 4 main food groups?
See, this movie... I enjoy it, but I just think it's so just too overplayed
that I've gotten sick of it. I would agree. It is very overplayed. And I even saw today whenever I was going, I went to Giant Eagle today, which, oh my gosh, extremely crowded.
It was a war zone.
I parked next to this car and they have Buddy the Elf stickers all over the car. And I was like, okay, it's a good movie. I don't think it's like... You don't got to be insane about it.
Not, yeah.
What are his 4 main food groups?
I mean, this one I'm not going to know. I feel like there's something had to do with syrup.
Okay, that's one of them.
Okay. I know he put the syrup on his like spaghetti or whatever.
So it's syrup. Whenever during that scene is when he talks about the 4 main food groups.
Syrup. Is there like cookies?
No.
Is there sugar?
One of them is like a very broad range of sweets.
Sweets.
It's not sweets. No.
Gingerbread?
No. What's like one of the main Christmas candies?
Christmas candy.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's really a Christmas candy.
Oh, there is. Come on.
Chocolate?
No, the most popular Christmas candy. People hang them on trees. They're
like
in a curved shape. They're peppermint flavored.
Peppermint?
No, come on.
Hershey Kisses?
Oh my gosh.
Candy canes?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Gee, okay. I wasn't considering that a candy.
Okay, well, there's another one that's the main candy during Halloween. That's one of
I know candy corn.
Okay, yeah.
Is that another food group?
Yeah, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup. And then the other one is just, I don't think you're going to get it. It's just candy. So, pretty interesting. Took you a little bit to get candy canes.
Yeah,
but,
not my biggest movie.
All right, next up. This is the last question, and this one is very strange. In what country do people celebrate Christmas by eating chicken from KFC? Like, this is so strange.
Is this real?
This is a real thing. What country do you think is weird enough to do that?
Would it be, like, England? Like, would it be... I mean, I'm thinking, like, England or, like, maybe, like, Japan or something. I'm going to say England, like, Great Britain.
You were close. It was Japan.
Okay. Yeah, I knew... I feel like maybe I've heard that, actually.
That's just so strange.
I didn't even know they had KFC there.
Apparently, they do.
I guess they have KFCs, like, everywhere. Like,
yeah.
I guess they have them everywhere, but, like... People just associate that with all of America. Like,
yeah, I guess
I maybe had KFC like once in the last like 5 years.
I might have had it once in my entire life.
People think that's our only thing. I'm guessing.
Yeah, I guess so. It's just fried food, so it's American. But all right, you got a good bit of those. But that's all I got for Christmas trivia. So let's head over to our predictions. All right, four predictions this week. Last week, both me and Vinny went 10-6. Sorry. So once again, I've been tying you recently, but it's just not looking good for me to climb back up. So I gotta get on a heater this week. So. We can start off with Chiefs at Steelers.
Obviously I'm rooting for the Steelers, but just how we looked the last two games, and this has like been our hardest part of the schedule, and I just know this is our time to just have the downfall, so I'm going to have to go Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chiefs as well, but... It would be awesome to see the Steelers beat them, but I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't see it happening, unfortunately. I was going to go to the game. I'm actually not able to go anymore, but I don't know if we're supposed to get any snow for that.
Yeah, I don't know. We got some snow
last night.
But yeah, I don't think there's going to be any snow during the game, unfortunately.
It would be cool to see.
Yeah, it would be. All right, next up, Ravens at Texans, which should be a pretty good game, but I don't know. I don't fully trust the Texans, so I'm going with Ravens.
Especially, like I said, Tank Dell injury. They do. I guess they've clinched a division. But, just with how the Ravens looked against the Steelers and their defense, I'm going to go Ravens.
Yeah, I think that's smart. All right, next up, Seahawks at Bears. This one's tough. I think it could go either way.
I'm with you, but Seahawks, we just did take the L last week. Bears do too, but I still just never see the Bears as a solid team. I'm going to have to stick with Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm going to go Seahawks as well here. All right, next up, Chargers at Patriots. For this one, I think I'm gonna go Chargers as well.
Did they win?
Yeah, they just beat the Buccaneers, or not the Buccaneers? Right. Broncos. Sorry.
Patriots. We did say kept it close this week.
Yeah, so, but I still think yeah, Chargers.
Chargers are the better team.
Agreed. Next up, Broncos at Bengals. And I'm going to go... This one actually is kind of a toss-up.
Same.
I could see it going either way, but I'm going to have to go with the Bengals.
All right. I will go with the Broncos, but, yeah, I don't know if I have much reasoning. I mean, Bengals are home.
Yeah.
Don't know weather implications, but...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, both teams should be definitely be a good game.
Agreed. Next up, Cardinals at Rams. And I, for this game, I'm going to go with the Rams.
I'm going to go Rams, too. They're on a bit of a hot streak. Didn't they? I mean, they won this week pretty against the Jets. But Cardinals did take the L to the Panthers, but
yeah,
Rams have been looking good.
Mm-hmm. All right, Cowboys at Eagles should be an.
Oh, this one.
I guess if
is we don't know, gonna yeah. be out. And they says he's in concussion protocol, but do they really have they clinched like have they clinched like a? I guess they probably haven't. No, like any they haven't clinched a bye week because. There's other good yeah. NFC teams right now. So they do need to definitely play him if he's ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to go Eagles because yeah. their team is... Even with Pickett, I think they're still better than... Who do they even have at quarterback now?
Who? Cowboys?
The Cowboys.
I think still Cooper Rush.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I still think the Eagles are better with
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Panthers at Buccaneers... I think I'm going to have to go with the Bucks here.
I'm going to go Bucks as well. I mean, Panthers have been looking better second mm-hmm. half of the season, but Bucks are the better team plus home, so you got to pick them.
Agreed. All right, then Jets Bills. Should be Bills.
Not much to say.
Yeah.
Especially in Buffalo. I mean,
mm-hmm.
yeah, especially Buffalo's home. Probably going to be some snow for that as well. I'm not sure what the weather's like up there, but usually that's where the blizzard games are. So,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Could be an interesting one then.
All right. Colts at Giants. I feel like I've just been under... Like, the Colts being at 7-8 doesn't feel right to me.
I agree. Like,
I feel like they're just randomly winning these games. But...
I know, and they managed to pull it off, and the Giants just always find a way to lose.
Yeah, exactly. So, I will be going with Colts here.
Oh, the next one, though, Raiders at Saints. That one... This one is going to be an interesting one.
I'm going Raiders here. Saints look terrible.
What is the Saints record?
They're 5-0 something.
But I guess if the Raiders are throwing out getting a pick, honestly, I'm gonna go Saints.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, Raiders won this week. I don't know if they're not really tanking.
Yeah, but so who
Saints.
Knows?
I don't even know.
Yeah, Titans at Jags. Huh, another just two bad teams. I'm going Titans though.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Titans, although can't say I'd be interested in watching that game.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. Next up, Dolphins at Browns. I think Dolphins should be able to get this one fairly easily.
That's true. I mean, we're not sure what the weather will be, but I do remember you saying that Tua's not very good, has not good in cold weather, at least against the Packers.
That is
and
true.
Cleveland, it could be expecting some snow this weekend. However, we'll just stick with the Dolphins to just...
Yeah. All right. Packers at Vikings. Dare I say game of the week? Maybe if it wasn't for
could
the Christmas
be.
Games. The Christmas games are pretty good, but this is going to be a very good game. I'm sticking with the Packers, which I usually don't do, but I'm pretty confident.
All right. I will stick with the Vikings then. Vikings are home. And we always say they're going to lose, but they're just goaded.
Yeah.
Packers are on a hot streak, though. That'll definitely be a top game to watch.
For sure. Next up, Falcons at Commanders. Falcons need to keep battling to keep or like to maintain their spot. Right now, they are leading the division over the Bucks, but
I mean the Commanders. Just Jaden Daniels, how he's been playing. I don't know if you can really go against him.
Yeah, I think if the Commanders win this week as well, they clinch playoffs. So I'm going with Commanders.
All right, I will be agreeing with you on that.
All right, and then last game of the week, Lions at 49ers, and
I mean, is there much? I mean, the 49ers could pull something out.
Yeah, but I really doubt it. I will be going Lions here.
I will as well. I mean, it's gotta feel good to not have to worry about the 49ers in the playoffs for you.
Yeah, I know.
You know, usually, who are you really fearing? Is it gonna be?
I don't know, the Lions. But like, I don't fear the Lions. Like, they're obviously a really good team, and I wouldn't like to play.
Yeah, I did almost beat them.
But I would say the team I'm most afraid of is probably, I think Eagles got holes. I think honestly, it's crazy, but the Rams. I think they could turn up any game and play really good. So
I agree. Puka, I know Puka would make you mad.
Oh, I'm sure.
Playing against the Packers, he'd be cooking. Who would he be cooking?
Probably Valentine or Keyshawn Nixon. One of our partners.
Oh, to see, but that was the last game. That officially wraps up the episode.
Yes, it does, and we want to wish everyone here that's listening a very Merry Christmas. If you're listening to this on Christmas, go hang out with your family. What are you doing listening to the podcast?
Honestly, true. Watch some of the games tomorrow. Gonna be some good ones, and yeah, we'll definitely have a lot to recap in the next week.
For sure.
And we got New Year's, so yeah, everyone keep out for that episode.
Yeah, so thank you guys as always, and we will see you next week. Peace.
Peace.